The first Red Cross messages were sent in the 1870s during the French-Prussian War. Military doctors realized one of the reasons that soldiers were not healing was because they couldn't make contact with their families. During the First World War, up to 30,000 Red Cross messages were being delivered daily. The number of messages sent annually are now in their millions. Every war, every upheaval, every disaster results in more and more missing persons every year. The tracing services of the Red Cross are often the only means of locating them.
This is Sudan here.
A complex and debilitating civil war has raged in Sudan for over 20 years. As a result, Sudan has the largest displaced population in the world. The Sudanese represent one out of every nine of the world's uprooted people.
We spend lots of time with our clients discussing possibilities and where do you think your relatives might have gone, because people from certain groups of population go to certain regions in another country. So we have to explore all of that with our clients, and people remember names and they will show us. Then we know where Red Cross delegations are and then see whether there's a possibility to send a tracing request to those regions.
The International Red Cross in Geneva also has an exhaustive system of checking and censoring. A message containing sensitive material could have devastating consequences for both the Red Cross field worker delivering it and for the recipient. In 2001, six ICRC workers were murdered on the Uganda-Congo border. As recently as 6 months ago, Uganda Red Cross field officers were subject to violent attack while delivering messages to the north.